Welcome to the Outcast Podcast of WBDG. Here we are on our final podcast. We had a great time recording this one, I hope. Today we talked a bit about some video game stuff, games we like, games we've been playing, games, just how we play games in general. It's been a fun year, it's been a long year, but we made it through. Hopefully you have a good time listening to us right now.
Why didn't it pick that up?
I don't know. I put it right in the mic and just didn't pick up.
See, it's right there.
Like the tiniest click.
What the heck?
That's all that sound was, anyways. Just a tiny click. Just a get out of my mouth for like, because I stuttered on that.
I thought it was a little more.
20,000 years.
You just had a breakdown.
Because it's right there. Might as well, bro. Jesus Christ. I hate it when I do that. Like, I have the whole sentence in my head, and I'll, like, all right, so I'll just be talking like that. I'll point out something, and just randomly, I'll just start stuttering. But it's right there. He's over there. Sometimes I'm just, like, thinking so much that I can't comprehend English, so I'll just stop talking. So, like, when I'm playing, like, a video game or something, and I'll do, like, a call-out. And I'm, like, in, like, it was intense before I, like, got killed, you know?
Yeah.
I'll just be, like, freaking out, trying to survive and stuff, and then they kill me, and I'll just be, like, he's over there!
No, whenever that happens to me, I usually just kind of, like, let out a cry. Like, it's, and sometimes they'll just be, like, like a scream, like, ah, you know, like, I just died. But other times it'll just be like a, just like disappointment, really.
And then there's other times where, like, when you're face to face with someone and then you're trying to destroy each other, but you're both really bad at the game at that point in time and can't hit each other. So it's this long game of, I'm really trying my best to kill this guy, and then you die in the process, and then it's just like, I will literally, like, fly out of my chair because
I had that happen where I was playing Siege, and this guy ran outside on, he's a defender, he runs outside, so he's, like, revealed to my whole team, but he, like, jumps down behind me and just unloads a magazine. And every shot misses. I did the same, and every shot misses. We both switch to our pistols, and we miss everything. And then it just turned into a knife fight.
So you both just turned into an absolute potato right in front of each other.
Yes. And then I knifed him. And immediately, I just messaged him. I was like, dude, we both suck.
We gotta work on our form a little bit.
Let's work on the craft a little bit.
Let's up our game.
CSGO, it gets to a point where it's just like, okay, so it's easy to kill somebody. Usually when somebody is right in front of you, like medium range, you should be able to kill them. Just easy peasy. Like, they're close. Every gun in the game is kind of really good when you're up close, and you'll just miss everything because you're both strafing trying to dodge each other. But you're just not hitting him because he's strafing you, he's not hitting you because you're strafing him. You can't aim correctly because you were strafing and he is.
Everybody's gaming so hard, competition is fierce.
And then his, like, some of those, like, don't even end. Some, you either just run away from each other, or at the end, you just pull out your knife and start. But I've seen people miss their knives, too, so it's like,
'Cause everything can and will be missed.
Well, you don't know, because sometimes they'll, like, jump past you. And usually when you get, like, hit, you slow down. Like, it slows you down a lot. But some people will just straight up jump, get knifed, but it won't change their, like, because they're jumping in that direction and they got stabbed. They're not going to, like, slow down, you know? They're going to keep flying over there. They'll do that, and then they'll just one-tap you with a backstab. And then you will just fly across your own room of anger because of how terrible you are.
That just makes me think of Team Fortress 2, where spies do their, like, little backstab thing where they just jump up past you and then stab you in the back, and it's like, what can you do?
It's the same thing in, like, Roblox.
In Roblox.
We're going to Roblox.
That's how desperate we're getting on this.
We're desperate, as a matter of fact. We are desperate.
We're so bad at gaming.
Dude, Roblox is goated, though. I don't want to hear it.
It is. I mean, you can make and you can play, like, anything on there. It is literally just a free game engine.
Sorry, I play Phantom Forces the most, and I'm just good.
Dude, I played that all the time. I was owning kids.
Me and my friends were, like, bored in the Discord call, and we were like, so we were trying to find something to do. So we'd scroll through all of the games we've ever had, and you'd mostly, like, be like, do we all have this? And then everybody would, like, see if they had it, and then if they wanted to play it, you'd play it.
Oh, that's a classic.
But we went through all of it, and we were kind of like, no, we need something different. So my buddy Marley, he goes, what about Roblox? Sure. So we all played Phantom Forces that entire night, and I've never seen them get so mad at a game that childish. It's not childish, but it's like, you know, young people tend to play it.
If you're playing that, you know you're getting wrecked by 8-year-olds.
Yes.
Like, that's
unless
the
you
thing
are
is
doing the wrecking yourself.
Well, you see, you've always got 8-year-olds playing that because to 8-year-olds, that's GTA.
Yeah.
GTA is just even funnier.
Yeah, it's funnier. You can literally just about do anything. Literally anything. Whoa. PG or not.
And then they just, like, I'll just be chilling, right? And then somebody will just fly over, just kill me, and then go away. And then I'll, like, I hold grudges in that game. For, like, unknown reasons. So if somebody kills me, I usually just get so mad that I just start, like, chasing them down to kill them back. And when you do that, they just get so mad in the chat. So they'll start, like, yelling at you, like, why'd you kill me? Why'd you waste all your time? Hunt me down. Why not?
That's the one thing about, like, the multiplayer games is I'm not so much, like, holding grudges against the enemy team as much as my own teammates, because you get those guys who are just, like, salty people, you know, they just, like, call you trash, and they're like, you're not good at this game, bro, like, quit, like, because they're your teammates, so you can hear them. Those people just, like, get me so frustrated. But my favorite thing is anytime they do that, they're just like, bro, you're so bad. And then the next round, I get, like, the most kills on the team. And then I'm just like, yeah, I've just not been focusing this entire time. Like,
you've shut off your body, but your mind is, like, you know, you're not thinking about all the movement you're doing in your body, right?
Yeah.
You're letting your brain, like, you're paying attention to the screen. You're like, okay, this, I'm letting muscles do everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happened. That's what you just did.
Yeah.
It's all just mad reflex after that.
Whenever, like, I'm playing games, I'm usually listening to something else like music or a podcast.
A podcast.
Like the WBDG Outcast podcast. But usually I'm, like, listening to something, so my attention isn't fully there in the game. And then someone's like, why are you so bad at this game? And then I'm just like, all right, pause the music. Let's do it. All right.
Or they're just like, do you have ears?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'm just listening to something else. Because then like, this is quick play, bro. And
then they're like, quote unquote, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
It's the most angering thing you could ever hear in your life is okay, buddy, in a game.
You gotta think. Hopefully it wasn't my phone.
That was mine.
No. Well,
professionals.
Professional podcasters over here.
On the WBDG Outcast podcast. On Spotify, Audio Boom.
Anyone listening, you know the drill.
That's two advertisements in a minute. Let's go.
But anyway, back to the...
The gaming.
At least I'm assuming you two are the same way, but it's just like whenever I'm playing anything, I'm trying to have a good time. I'm not trying to devote my life to running my mouth anytime I can.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though I enjoy doing it.
Oh, absolutely. But I do that, and I just do that also.
Yeah,
I'm the one you fear in a game.
you're both worlds.
I could be good and talk smack. I could be terrible, still talking smack.
Yeah, I don't.
You can't speak from down on the bottom of the leaderboard.
I'm normally not in VC because I normally don't have headphones plugged in.
VCs. When you're playing like a game with your friends, and you got like Siege with like the five stacks, but there's only like three of you.
Oh, and then you're just like,
it could be a terror house.
Yeah,
I mean, you get the, like in CS:GO, it's always like you have the number advantage when you have like more than like three or more people on your team, because usually, if a teammate is really, like, angry and all he does is, like, scream down his mic and just yell at you for just random reasons, you usually could just kick him on the spot.
Oh,
without any questions asked from your friends. But, it's, you know, you meet a lot of interesting people playing games that originate from sometimes around the world, mostly from Canada and Britain, though.
Yeah. I mean, the difference with, like, your experience of this and my experience of this is that you are a PC gamer. I am a console gamer. So it's a lot harder to do that kind of thing because you're either in a party or you're in the game VC. You know, there's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really have that, like chats with your friends that are just kind of talking about what someone in VC said, or just like, you know, making up things you're gonna say or whatever. You're just kind of all hanging out with a stranger, just kind of listening in, maybe joining in sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just we're just better on PC, I guess.
Yeah,
it's, I like how just join a call and all you gotta do is tab out and do other things and you can just hear everything.
Yeah.
You can just hear everything. But if somebody's like, oh, look at this funny thing I just posted, guys. And then you waste your time to tab out of your very decently important match to see something absolutely not worth your time. Something that just should not have been posted in the first place.
That's why you got the 5 monitor setup.
The NASA computers.
get your NASA computer so you can satisfy your friend's awful humor.
On PC, you can, like, there's this, like, program that you can install for your PC. It's basically Jarvis, and you can, like, you have that, right? And then every time you open up your PC, it'll play AC/DC, and then it'll have Jarvis, like, "Oh, welcome home, sir. please wait a few minutes while your CPU blah 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 warms up. Have a good day." And then he's just gone.
Sick.
Yeah. But I don't want to waste my time. Dude, I don't care when I start my computer. You know, I start it, I'm like, "Oh, cool, my useless background. Steam."
Yeah. It's like, if you're not opening a program frame one, what are you doing?
That's what I do. I literally just open a game, like, frame one. Or, like, it's mostly Discord. Spotify opens on its own. Steam doesn't open on its own. Epic Games, for some reason, opens up on its own. So I have to, like, close that. Same thing with Origin. Because I played Apex. Apex is just not what it used to be, bro. I remember when they were just releasing Octane and Apex Legends. Now yeah. They're like, they have 7 more legends out.
Fell off after like a month.
For me, it did.
I think for a lot of people,
it was a popular game. And then Steam was like, "Oh yeah, guys, you can get Apex without, you know, doing it through Origin. Yeah, it'll yeah. come out at this time at, you know, of this date." Doesn't come out. It's at that time of that date, and then they delay it 3 months.
And then they put it on Switch? What? Why? It doesn't work. But that game lasted a little bit longer for me, because it was definitely satisfied the nostalgia of Titanfall 2.
Oh, yeah.
So it lasted a pretty decent while for me. But then My friend stopped playing it as much, so I stopped playing it as much, and then just kind of stopped.
Kind of just stopped. I've been playing, like, Enter the Gungeon a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just good at that game, I guess.
That game's pretty fun. I've actually found... I've been playing Enter the Gungeon a lot, and then I found a game called West of Dead. It's another one of those roguelites, so, like, when you play through the game getting new weapons and stuff, going through the different levels, and then when you die, you go back to the start, and you do it all over again.
Do the process over again, but you have all the stuff that you have.
Like, you have different upgrades that can, like, exist forever.
You pulled the Dark Souls 3, like, New Game Plus.
Yeah. So, this game, West of Dead, is, you're this, like, cowboy guy, who's, like, died, and you're making your way, through hell, and you're trying to get revenge on the preacher. And you're basically finding memories, like, learning your past and his past, and that's kind of like the main idea of the story, is just being constantly reincarnated and trying to make your way to that, to get revenge on this guy. And you start out in a bar, you go, and there's like weapons sitting there, you pick them up, that's like your first loadout, and it's an isometric view, so it's not quite top down, but it's not like sideways, I mm-hmm. guess. You get 2 weapons, 2 abilities, and a charm, and you just kind of like have to get lucky, find that stuff. It's a cover-based thing where your options are roll and sit behind cover so you don't get shot. You make a lot of... You're just dodging a lot, basically. hoping that you don't get hit. The different weapons have, like, different ammo counts, different reload speeds, damage. They have, like, special stuff they can do. Some of them light someone on fire. Some of them just have, like, do more damage, whatever, you know. So you have rifles that you have to, like, aim down. And then they have the longest range, most damage. You have shotguns, which are shotguns. Pistols, which are just, like, a quick, like, just tap it. Just keep tapping it and shoot it. And then revolvers, which is just hold it down and it's, like, the quickest weapon.
In the West.
In the West. The really, like, cool thing about it is reloading. Because you just automatically reload.
Oh.
And you reload faster when you're in cover. So it'll just be, like, one shot at a time reloads in your gun. And so you're kind of trying to move around cover so you can reload. But then there's, like, five enemies, you know, coming at you. So yeah. You have to, like, continue to run away. I'm doing a, like, terrible job of explaining it because it's just, like...
I get the gist, you know. I played plenty of games that are like that.
It's just another roguelite, but it's a little bit different, and I like it.
Yeah. Enter the Gungeon, even though it's, like... Compared to the games nowadays, it is way behind its time, you know? It's, like...
Yeah.
Top-down view, you know... Enemies have very simple movements after you play it for a long while.
Yeah.
And, it's not the best looking thing, but it is at the same time. But it's still, like, a good game to play, not just because of its looks. But there's a lot of replayability, and there's a lot of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And dying is one of them, mostly. You will die when playing Into the Gungeon. You have no choice but to die. You can't progress unless you die.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, if you play that game like most speedrunners like to do, and think the first stage that you do ever, you can just, like, play and beat, you are wrong. You have to die. You have to, as a matter of fact, die at least once to beat the game. And the game's, like, there's five stages. Five, like, levels, all filled out. You know, there's a lot of secret entrances here and there that can be opened with certain, like, shots from certain guns. Or you could just use your blank, which is, like, a blue bullet. The whole game's gun-themed. Like,
yeah,
the enemies themselves are bullets.
The whole idea is that the Gungeon is this place where pretty much anything can be turned into a gun. Like, a lot of the weapons you'll find, you could find, like, there's one I remember specifically because it's the letter R, and it just,
oh, yeah.
The description of it is, the letter R looks like a gun. That was their reason for making it a weapon.
They take a bunch of, the guns are goofy. A goofy game.
There's a balloon gun, which is just, like... If you imagine, like, a clown has, you know, wrapped balloons into the form of a gun, that is what it is, and it just shoots, like, air.
It's a pretty good gun, too. But then there's, like, now, get me on this. This game is filled with movie references and pop culture references.
Yes.
It is filled. They have guns from The Fifth Element with, what's his name, Bruce Willis, back in, like, the 90s when he did that movie. They got Ghostbusters and every gun, even like the ones from movies, have like synergies where if combined, like maybe gun and gun can combine to make a synergy which makes that gun even better. Or you could just have like in a little accessory which you can collect that just makes you good at shooting things.
Yeah. Passive enhancements.
Like the It's called the Tesla gun, of course, because they can't, like, they can't just copy the Ghostbusters, like, gun, like, entirely. But when combined with ghost bullets, it has a synergy. And the gun, like, usually when there's a synergy with, like, an accessory and a gun, the gun changes its name. So, like,
okay.
So the ghost, like, the Tesla cannon will just become the Buster.
Oh.
Or Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
There's literally a T-Rex skull that just sprays fossil fuels that you can then light on fire in a room. There's items like napalm strikes that you could just, like, call down that just don't explode, but just light everything on fire.
Yeah, it's a lot of, like, wild stuff you wouldn't think of, really.
It's funky. There's guns that are bullets that shoot guns. That shoot bullets. It's called the bullet and shell. The shell will shoot shotguns, like three or four shotguns out of it, which then will fire shotgun bullets.
Oh my goodness.
And the pistol, like the bullet, will also do the same thing, but with pistols. And they have a synergy where when you have them both, they combine to make one big gun. So you can shoot shotguns that shoot the bullets, and you can also shoot pistols that shoot the bullets. Which is like, that's like one of the best synergies in the game, to be honest.
That team is incredibly creative.
They are. They're like, all right, how do we make these guys, like, kill things without, you know, like, being like, oh, the same old boring gun. Like, that humans always use. Okay, so we got the movie references. Now we just need to just make the dumbest stuff.
Yeah, it's a very, like, simple game, but I feel like all the ideas they put into it really keep it alive.
They have very, like, rad ideas. I feel like their team is full of just people who would, like, use the word rad.
They use it constantly. They are
super rad, apparently. There's even a gun that when you reload it, it goes rad. There's guns that, like, you can reload earlier. So, like, you have the normal reload time, but there's a little spot where you can smack it with the reload, and it just reloads faster.
Yeah.
And then it just does more damage progressively as you keep doing that. Mm. But it becomes harder to hit that sweet spot. And every time you do it, it'll just be, like, rad. But if you miss it, it'll go whack.
Whack.
But the bullet, the bullet and shell are just, like, the dumbest things to exist.
Honestly, Devolver Games, just in general, because that's straight like that's the publishing company that released Enter the Gungeon. They have some great stuff, and they
have some goods to back them up.
They have a great sense of humor as well. They do I think they do them yearly now. They have like a Nintendo Direct style.
Oh yeah, they do.
Video they release, which Nintendo Direct is Nintendo. They just announce games that are coming out. So Devolver has their same thing where they announce their games coming out, but a lot of it is just baked in pop culture and just this wild, like, story they've made up, I guess. It's like carried over the past couple years where like this lady is doing the Devolver Direct. She's the host. And then just a bunch of like wild things happen around her. And it's like, whatever, it's normal. But then at the end, it's like she wakes up where it's like, oh, this is like, there's people who are forcing her to do this in, like, some virtual world or something, and she's, like, trying to get out and get revenge on them and stuff. Like, it's extreme, the amount of, like, work they put into this. just to announce some games.
Yeah, they do good. And then back to Into the Gungeon, I wanted to mention something about not only the just straight up wackiness of the guns in the movie references, it's also the I don't really want to use the word diversity, but the difference in the four characters you could choose.
Yeah.
And like the way they have that set up to fit your playstyle, like, okay, I want to be the pilot who has a laser pistol that fires 8 shots and reloads decently fast, along with his lockpick and his increased charisma/luck when opening chests. Or you want to go with the hunter who's got, like, a revolver and a crossbow, along with a hamster pet.
And it's a dog.
That's a hamster. It's a corgi. That's a hamster, bro.
No, that's a corgi.
That's a hamster, bro. And then you got, like, the marine, who's just, like, tank man. And then the convict, who's just a prisoner.
Yeah.
Just has nothing good.
I can't tell, like, what the differences between them are, because it doesn't, like, give you any words to go off of. It's just, like, the marine, and then it has, like, pictures of what he has, but it's, like, I don't know what that means.
Usually when you select a character and you go into the, I forgot what it is. It's like a, I forgot what they called it. It's like a glossary or index for everything you've, like, collected gun-wise and haven't collected, everything enemy-wise.
It's some sort of...
And it'll show you all the items you are carrying, too.
Yeah.
And accessories and all that. And usually when you go into that and you have, like, a specific character, you can select those things off the bat and be, like, have the description of everything.
Yeah, I know I can do that, but I just decided not to. I don't know.
No, you didn't.
I think they call it the Ammonomicon or something like that.
Yeah, but every character has their... So the whole goal of the game is to find the gun that can kill your past. Because every character in this game, every person is running from their past. And their goal is to just, like, kill it so they don't have to fear it anymore, right? But at the end of the game, I'm going to spoil this heavily, so if you are listening and you don't want Enter the Gungeon spoilers, you are to leave immediately.
Better just skip about 15 seconds.
5, 4, 1. Okay, let's go.
Great.
So the ending gun, once you collect it, right? Okay, so you're meant to craft a bullet and a gun at the end of the game, which is why you must die in multiple... You must die to progress.
Because
you have to craft the bullet and the gun itself. But when you reach the end of the game without that and you beat the final boss, which is a dragon who's just destroys you with his mass amount of guns, you'll open a chest that will pop out a gun that has a bent barrel at the end that points back at yourself.
Nice.
It's a revolver, but you shoot yourself.
So no matter what, you end up dying.
You end up dying. Now, if you craft the gun, which is the same thing but golden, with the special bullet, it will kill you, but it will reverse time so you can go change your past. And then once you kill the past, which is like a special boss only for that character, every character has their own past with their own boss and their own movesets. So that's like the, again, replayability. You can like do that. But... After that, it's all like, his past has been killed. You can play with him again if you want, but you don't have to.
But, like...
And then the bosses in the game are just... There's a lot of them. And it all depends on, like, the stage. Like, the first stage, it's like... Alright, you can fight the Trigger Twins, which are two bosses with low HP, but, you know, there's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they both have their own guns. And, oh, by the way, you can pick up both their guns for synergy also, which is OP. They're called Smiley and Cappy, I think. Smiley and
Shades.
Cappy. Shades. No, yeah, Shades.
Shades and Smiley.
Shades and Smiley. And then there's also the, what's it, Gungeon King?
Yeah, it's just like a big Bullet King.
Bullet King, that's his name. And he sits on a throne. made of guns. And he's just balling, no cost at all. And then once you beat them, usually you get rewards for not taking any damage in a boss fight. It usually turns into like a, it's like a mastery bullet, and it'll give you an extra heart. But wow. Also, the thing about those is you can also get synergies with those as well, which is nice. He always drops currency, which when you die, you can go back and trade for better items that you can find almost instantly.
Yeah.
And you could also move on to the next chamber. And then you got, like, there's references to Medusa. Like, Medusa is a boss, but she just has Uzis.
Yeah.
There's a snake enemy that's just a reference to Snake the game, where you go around collecting apples and you get longer.
I hate the snake one.
He's called the Amokanda, and he literally just has those type of movesets, like the snake game.
I can do, like, any of the bosses in Stage 1, except for the snake. Like, it's just too much.
Medusa is the easier one, and you better hope you have that. But there's also, like, secret super rare bosses that can show up too. Super rare. There's one where the door itself is the boss that you walk through.
I fought that one once and died immediately.
That there's a reason he is super rare. He has no mercy on any of you.
Yeah.
You will walk in that room, you will not see a boss, and then it'll zoom down to the door, and he'll just turn around and reel.
I saw that. I was like, yo, what?
This boss is like the Wallmonger, who's just like the wall of flesh from Terraria, but bullets and guns and light things on fire. There's a Cthulhu boss.
Just yeah.
Cthulhu, who drops, like, the worst moves in existence. The worst as in, like, they're good on his part, but not good for me. And let's see. The final boss is the dragon, right?
Yeah.
And he's got, like, he is the Dark Souls, like, 3 Soul of Cinder. He's like, I got everybody else's movesets. They suck. You are going to fear me.
You are done.
You are going to fear me. Not to mention the fact that usually in that area, it's either in that area or the boss fight before him, there will be a character who's like the lunatic cultist from Terraria also, but he's just a Glock. He's got like a hood, and he's got like lasers as eyes. And he'll take it off, and he's just a Glock. He's just a Glock. That's it.
That's it.
He's just a Glock. And the items in the game, there's an item for every situation. You dodge roll a lot, right? Over bullets, away from bullets. There's items that will let you deflect bullets when you roll into them.
Shoot.
There's synergies for, like, bullets. There's table flip accessories where if you flip a table, something special happens, like you knock everything out in the room. Or you could turn the table into a missile that will explode upon contact of an enemy. I think the most OP synergy accessory wise is the bullets, because like there's a bullet for like every scenario. There's angry bullets, hippo bullets, hungry bullets, ghost, hollow, love, blah, 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 blah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Good game. Suggest it. $5 on Steam or whatever you play on. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it is cheap on Xbox.
And then they have Exit the Gungeon too, which is
like yeah, they do. I forgot about that.
2D. It's not like top-down 2D. It's side scroller type beat.
Yeah.
I'm not much for the side scroller kind of like shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up.
Well, that's what they're sometimes called. You know, like Contra and Metal Slug, those type of games. I'm not much for those, so I don't know if I do exit the gungeon, but enter the gungeon is pretty good. There's also Devolver Bootleg, which I really like. It's it was April Fool's joke, I believe, where it's just like real cheap. You get a bunch of arcade versions of Devolver games. So they have like a game called Ape Escape. So this arcade one is Ape Escape Jr. It's just Donkey Kong Jr. They have Piku Niku is like a little game they have. So this one is just Piku Niku Basketball. Absolver is like a fighting game. So they have a little Absolver like arcade fighting game. Gato Roboto is like a Metroid, so they have Castlevania, which is just Castlevania, but you're a giant buff cat. I think there might be one more I'm forgetting, but I wanted to say this because they also have a Gungeon one called Enter the Gun Dungeon.
Gun Dungeon.
Where it's just kind of like the same format as Gungeon, where it's like top down, but each room just kind of takes up like the whole screen instead of like, you know, being able to like move around the room and stuff. It's just like each room is a screen. You're just doing like normal fighting enemies, but you're just going room to room and there's like no real end to it. It's a very like strange, it feels like Gungeon, but it just feels like there's just something missing. Cause you play as one of the bullets and you're killing other bullets and you're just kind of walking through doors. It just feels strange. You don't like pick up like new items or stuff. It feels like the game, but it's just so much of the charm is missing. But it's Devolver Bootleg, so like they meant to like
ruin it.
Change these games up. Oh, I think the last one was a Hotline Miami.
Yes. That was yes.
Type thing.
You are correct about that. That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, and jump boot, whatever it's called, the thing where Downwell, I think that's what it's called, where you're just kind of falling down and you have like gun boots that you can jump with.
Oh yeah.
That one's fun. I like that one.
You know what? I think that's a good note to end it on.
That's a good podcast.
Good final podcast.
That's a good end.
I hope the next class that you guys listen to is just as good as us. Entirely. Just kidding.
No better, no worse.
There is no better or worse.
It can only be equivalent.
So we, as the Outcast WDG here, are signing off today, right?
Signing off, yep.
We're retiring already.
We got like cool jackets, you know, with matching names and stuff. We're gonna just hang them up.
Now we had plenty of podcasts through the school year, right? We deleted half of them on accident. So the reason why we don't post that much is mostly because we keep deleting them on accident.
Yeah. Or they just get messed up and it would torture your ears and nobody wants that. Yeah,
we didn't want to do that to you, so.
We only give you guys the best
content. We only give the best content. And I hope Carl Azuz can sum up the rest of the school year for us on CNN 10.
Yeah.
He'll, as much as we hate him, we love him also. Yeah.
You know, I'd give him the Olympic torch.
He's like our brother. You love him, you hate
him. Yeah, I'd give him the Olympic torch as well. And he should take care of everybody who is listening by jumping through their windows and saving them from poison.
He does that.
Carlos is the super soldier.
Okay, well, that'll be it from us, the Outcast of WBDG.